comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Welcome to In Pursuit of Sunshine. My name is Evan. Today, Noemi is off doing some really important stuff, you know? She runs an organization, you guys. You gotta cut her some slack. She works pretty hard. I am joined by Brooklyn. Give me your name again. I'm terrible at this. What's your last name? Dobie, right?
Yes, you got it.
Okay, let's turn you up a little bit. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm super excited to be here tonight. Thank you for having me.
You've never been on the radio before, as I understand it.
I have not. This is my first time.
How's it feel?
I'm excited. Got a little jitters, but you know, I'm pumped and ready to go.
It's easy. It's it's really, really easy. And tonight we have kind of an interesting side format, right? We've had a lot of extremely talented people on this show over the last year or so. And Noemi has really pulled out all the stops with some of the folks that she's had, you know, had come join us to share some of their art, to share some of their poetry or some of their music. And honestly, kind of shocking. She goes to Madison West. I understand it's sort of a liberal school. There's a lot of really talented, you know, creative kids over there. But everybody that she's found has just knocked it out of the park. I mean, these like very... And I'm not just saying that either, because, you know, they're young people who are passionate about something. I mean, really making some pretty exciting stuff. And in this case, we're gonna revisit some of it. We're going to listen to some of the stuff that we've had on over this last year. And Brooklyn, you are an artist.
I am.
What do you do?
So I am an art therapy graduate from Edgewood College. I graduated in 2020, and... right when I graduated, the pandemic was starting, the protests for George Floyd were beginning, and so it's right around then that my art career kind of took off. And so during the protests for George Floyd, I actually was asked by the city of Madison to paint murals on the boarded up storefronts downtown on State Street.
Wow.
Yeah, so I really truly wanted to be a part of the protests and wanted to be active in that and what I believe in. But I wasn't able to be like right on the forefronts of
sure.
that. So I was like, what better way to use my art therapy degree, to use art, to make a change in the world? So I jumped at the opportunity. It was like a 2-day turnaround for the
yeah.
opportunity. And I painted two murals, one outside of Tattoo Ink and with my cousin, Sanovia Knox, and one of my art therapy classmates and friend, Sierra Nash. And then Sierra and I also painted a mural together in front of Short Stack Eatery.
That's pretty. And did you really just say that it was a 2-day thing? Like the turnaround was that quick from when you were asked to do it to when you started work on the murals?
Yes.
Is that what you meant?
It was presented to me by Karen. I can't think of her last name at the moment. But
very nice, though.
She works with the city of Madison, and she asked me, and she was like, it's just an idea right now. We're just gathering the artists. Literally 2 days later, people were already starting to paint. And I painted a mural in 1 day. Just within a few hours. The first mural was 7 hours, and the second mural I did was like 4 hours.
That's what I meant. That's insane. Oh my goodness, that's intense. And I've almost definitely seen these then, huh?
Most likely you have.
I don't think I've seen a bad mural in Madison, so looking pretty sharp. But I got to ask, though, how many are there? You mentioned that you know, a handful of artists were sort of brought together for this project.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure how many, but there was hundreds of murals downtown. I know a few of my art friends also had a part in painting the murals. And then from there, the mural business just seemed to take off. And that's kind of what I was doing for a while. So I also have a mural at Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. And
okay.
I have one at Luna's Groceries as well.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to drive by all of these. And we're going to go over that one more time. Before the night is out, I want to get those locations. I'll put them in the liner notes so people can check them out. That's really, really cool. So it's really nice to meet you, Brooklyn.
You too.
We came down here, and I told you what we're all about here at Devil Radio. We're a progressive radio station. You know, a lot of politics flying around. And we were speaking before the show, and you had expressed that I'm trying to think how to even express this. I ruin my life on a daily basis, right? With sort of diving into some of the stuff that not just Wisconsinites, but us as a country are going through right now. It's not healthy. I definitely could use some therapy and some restraint to learn how you know, when it's time to stop. But you had mentioned that George Floyd was sort of the impetus to begin all these murals in the first place. And I just think it's kind of interesting because you don't have to read PolitiFact every day to sort of have your thumb on the pulse of the community about what it is to live in a free nation. And that's what you did. What you did for that George Floyd, you know, this mass expression in Madison is really important, you know. It cues in a different way than complaining about Donald Trump or, you know, fraudits around the nation. But, I mean, that's the sort of positive action that we miss so, so much. I mean, how else to say it? Like, to go out there, express yourself, to care for others, you know, put yourself in their shoes. And
literally protesting through paint.
You know? Exactly. So I'm just going to let you know, you sold yourself a little bit short there because, I mean, that's the definition of activism, you know?
Yes. And I very much consider myself an activist and an art activist.
I love it. Well, how old are you?
I am 24. I will be 25 on 9/11, actually.
Wow. It hurts less and less every year,
yep.
I guess.
I always say it was my birthday first.
No, and it was, too, just barely.
Yeah, I was 4 years old.
Oh, that's great.
But it makes it memorable, right? I mean, in a good and bad sense, but at least you know when my birthday is, right?
Yeah, no, and I honestly won't even forget it.
And oddly enough, like it seems like everything about me is associated with New York, but I have yet to visit. That's a goal on my bucket list. But my name is Brooklyn, and my birthday is 9/11.
Sure. Well, Noemi is tireless, and I mean that, tireless in her work for the organization, for her community. It's pretty intense. So even though she's out of the ring today, she sent me all this stuff that she put together, and it's sort of this rundown of some of the artists that we've featured before. We're just going to go through some of these piecemeal, you know. We're going to listen to one, talk about it a little bit. I'll ask you more about what you do, what you're excited for, all that stuff. So some of this is even kind of a surprise to me. Okay, so we're just gonna go for it.
Okay.
I might offer a little bit of commentary on the way in, but I don't even know what this first one is. Let's check it out one time.
Okay.
From Lisa Johnson, who is...
Yes, this is Lisa Johnson. So one of the very first guests we ever had. She's a really talented singer-songwriter and some of her, you know, folk-style music. And just really, really beautiful. It's iconic. So let's give it a listen.
Today we're going to feature The Unseen Cost of War.
I love this song.
For them, the war's not over. They're fighting in it still. Every day and every night, perhaps they always will. It follows them in dreams, the grit of sand, the sound of guns, mist hanging in the jungle air, the smell of river mud. I listen and I try to help. I wish I could do more. This is the unseen cost of war. When I leave, place my hand upon the office door each night. Try to let the stories of their pain flow back inside. try to leave it here, not bring it to my family. Some nights the voices follow me. For them the war's not over since the time when wars began. Whether they're in Vietnam or out Afghanistan, Korea or out fighting on the beach at Normandy, burden they all carry is the one the world can't see. So I listen and I try to help. I wish I could do more.
Now, this is Sisyphus.
Look at that. All right. So we're doing it live, folks. So that is Lisa Johnson. She's part of a duo called Leafy Greens with a man named Ben Duran, if memory serves. And she's into gardening. Have you ever heard of Warrior Songs before, Brooklyn? Warrior Songs is an organization that sort of it pairs musicians and the songs they write with veterans, right? You know, specifically to help heal veterans with PTSD. And I think the other one, oh, I remember this too. It's called Angel's Wish. It's a nonprofit that she likes to work for. It's a cat rescue, and just really, really lovely stuff, you know. It's hard to find really exciting, motivating things these days, you know?
And healing through the arts, whether it's music or art.
Well, on that note, tell me a little bit about your art, you know, what's your main medium?
Yeah, so my main medium is acrylic paint. I've tried out oils once and I love the way it blended, but what I love about acrylic paint is that it dries fast. So I have the ability to cover it up. I'm very much a perfectionist in my art, in my craft. So I like to be able to cover it up if I make a mistake.
And I can relate to that. I'm a musician. It's one of my favorite things, and I'm similar in that way. I don't know if you can relate to this, but for example, when I have an objective is when my songwriting really flourishes. When I have either someone that I'm working with, something to deliver, you know? If I'm just making music for myself, then I'll sit on it for years.
Yeah.
I'll get tired of it. And a couple months later, I'll come back and change it. And it'll be completely different. So, and it's funny, actually, this show has caused me to sort of put in concrete, like, a bunch of my stuff. You know, to play on the show. So, Noemi, thank you for that. We're heading to a break right now. We're with Brooklyn Dobie, Madison artist. We're gonna revisit some of the people that have joined us this last year, and we're just gonna have a nice chat. So, thank you very much. This is In Pursuit of Sunshine. Back in a moment. It's all right.